mixed chilies right beside the fireplace. Jim's caught a fire. He put it through the fire. He put it right out. And I says, that's exactly where I learned that. But I said, I'd have never known it if I hadn't. Watch him. That's sort of like a $20 bill. Have you ever seen a green on one side and deep yellow on the other side, $20 bill? Well, I've mentioned that to several of my neighbors that's a little older than I am, same age. They never had one of them. I never have run into one and knew a thing about it. I said, boys, I said, when I was a boy, nearly all the $20 bills were gold on one side and green on the other. Never heard of such a thing. Why aren't you lying? I said, no. And I believe it was in 1923, the government called them all them in, you know. I guess when that was a gold certificate. You could demand gold on this bank and they'd have to get to it. So, but I can't find none of my generation around here that knows nothing about it. But when I was just a kid, but I observed that $20 bill. I noticed it.
Yeah.
I guess more than they did.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa, that was the old man Mel Middleton. I stayed in the house then, and he had them, you know, and I'd see them. They give a premium for them. I forget just. I used to know just what they did, but when they called them in, they give a small premium on them, pay them a little more than it's worth to get them in.
In the old house, what different rooms did you have?
Well, we didn't have a sitting room. It was just a big. Well, we had what they call shed room. We had two big rooms and a hall. And then a L went off from it, and was the dining room and the kitchen. It was really four bedrooms and the hall and the dining room and kitchen is the way most of them were back in the day. The old house is right out there, right on, but the L had been tore off of it.
What kinds of things did you have in the kitchen?
Well, nothing but an eating table. And, well, in the dining room, we had a thing the dishes stayed in, you know. And in the dining table, and a few other little things. In the kitchen, had the kitchen table and the wood cook stove. I guess just little cupboards built for different things. Best I can remember, that's what it was.
What kinds of different things did you eat with?
Well, nothing but fork, spoon, and fork.
And what would you call the place where you kept all the dishes?
The kind of safe. Well, you had a dish safe, and you had a food safe, too. It was just a little cabin in the wall with two doors, you know, sitting over there. Maybe you'd have to, there'd be two, three of them in there. I don't know.
What do you call the place now where you keep food?
Well, in your cabinets.
Do you have a special place where you might keep canned goods or something?
Yeah, well, they got different cabinets for them. They all got rows of cabinets around, and they got the groceries in one, and the canned goods in one, and the other stuff in the refrigerator, deep freeze. I got two deep freezes, two refrigerators.
What kinds of furniture did you have in the?
We had dressers. Bedsteads and what they call shiver robes. And then there was a thing set out in the hall, they call it the hall tree. Little thing run up with a mirror and you hang your hat on the side of it, you know, your coat. And down here a little door and drawer pulled out in a little dresser top, down lower than a real dresser was.
Sometimes you put a gun on it too.
Yeah, I guess you could. I don't believe I've seen one. Usually the old folks had salmon lamb nailed upside the wall, a gun hung on, you know.
Yeah,
I remember Grandpa had two limbs, you know, cut off a tree, but the guys run like a coyote. Mm-hmm. Nailed it, man.
Did you ever hear a ship road called anything else? Anybody ever have any different names for it?
No, I guess I didn't, son. Just ship road dressers. And, well, now they had a